What's up, my people? I'm a day early. Y'all would rather have me earlier than late anyway, so here I go. Today, I don't really have a topic. It's more so a discussion. I didn't have this talk with my brothers, my homegirls, my sisters. I didn't talk about this a lot, and I kind of wanted to share it with you guys. Just so I can see where y'all hear that, you know, if I'm the only one who think like this. You know, a lot of people didn't agree with me. I'm going to say that when I brung up this situation, I would say to them, especially my brothers, they weren't kind of feeling it. But anyway, I just want to know, if you are in a relationship with somebody, you get what I'm saying, like long-term relationship, you could be married. I don't really see myself getting married, so this is not like, I was using myself. You get what I'm saying? So you could be married. You don't have to be necessarily, but whatever. If you're in a long-term relationship, you get what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people say space is needed, especially for women. I hear a lot of women say they need space. You get what I'm saying? I say this. If we are in a long-term relationship, I feel like we should have our own separate houses. I might have kind of said something about this in my previous show. Probably not. Can't remember. But I definitely wanted to talk about it again because I just feel like, why am I the only one who feels like this? Like, would you like to have separate houses if you're in a relationship, you know, a real relationship, you guys are committed to each other. You get what I'm saying? But would you want to live with that person or would you want to have, you get what I'm saying, your own home? Now, here I am. I'm referring to myself, y'all. I'm using me as an example. Me, personally, I want my own house, y'all. And it has nothing to do with the fact, like, me wanting to be with somebody else, you know, or wanting to do my own thing. It has nothing to do with that. Because if I'm committed to a person, this man that I love or whatever, if I'm committed to him, why does somebody else have to be involved in order for me to say I just want my own house? Like, you can have your own house, I can have my own house. You get what I'm saying? I would prefer it be in the same city. You know, I'm not talking about no long distance type shit. Like, we just have two different houses. You get what I'm saying? And my brother was like, why would we be paying, you know, so much rent? Why are we paying like two rents? And I'm like, we wouldn't be paying, I mean, you could put it like that, but I'm just saying, you can't pay your rent. No, y'all, obviously, like, you can't pay your rent and I pay my rent. Like, but we're in a committed relationship. I just feel like if there's something I want for me to have my own house, okay, obviously, I got the money for this. You get what I'm saying? Just like, I'm 24, so I'm in a dating era in my life. And if I meet somebody and he has his own house, I don't necessarily want to move in with him. Y'all see what I'm saying? Like, even though we could be talking for a year or two, whatever. I mean, I would like to come over. You can come over here. You can have clothes here. I can have clothes there. You can have a key. You know, like, however you want to do it. But I just want my own house. And I say that because the saying people wake up with different feelings every day goes way over a lot of people's head. Like, I done met a few people, like, in my life who seriously woke up with different feelings for me that they had the previous day or the last week. You get what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's something I did or I said that, you know, might have turned you off. That's okay. You get what I'm saying? But like, but people wake up with different feelings every day. I know I do. You get what I'm saying? I'm a Capricorn, so I kind of can be feeling somebody one minute, kind of don't be feeling them the next. But that's me. You get what I'm saying? I can own up to that. And I have attachment issues. Like, I really don't like to get attached to people. I don't really want to, how can I say this, have somebody dependent on me or me dependent on somebody else. You get what I'm saying? Like, I like to do my own thing. Not, but that does not mean I like to mess with multiple men or no shit like that. I want one man that I can commit to or whatever the fuck, but I want to have separate living situations. Like, you can have your house, I can have my house. What if the fuck we get into it one day and we gotta still be sleeping with each, I mean, in the same fucking house or whatever the fuck. Like, no, you piss me off, nigga, I'm going home. You get what I'm saying? Like, why can't it be like that? Why do we have to live together? And I feel like when we make that extra step to live together, we combining our lives. You know, sometimes people don't be comfortable enough. You get what I'm saying? It's certain shit that you do that you do at home that you don't want to do while you at your boo house. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Some people are comfortable, real comfortable in a relationship that they feel like, I need to be up under my man. You get what I'm saying? I just want to see him all day, every day, be up under me all day. That's cool. That is all right. If I have my women out there who, you know, want to pursue that is okay. But for the women out there who feels me like, yeah, Maggie, I feel like my boo can live in his house and I can live in my house. Like, we don't have to live together. We don't have to be in the same house every day, 24/7. I feel like that's how you get tired of people. I get tired of people. One fuck up, I'm gone. Like, don't piss me off. Don't do nothing that's going to piss me off, that's going to turn me off, because I will go. Like, not necessarily saying we have to break up, but let me just go to my house and you stay at your house for a few days. You get what I'm saying? Space is definitely needed. Like, and my brother tomorrow, I keep referring to my brother because me and my brother had this conversation. He was so serious and he just was like, why do you need space? And why? But how don't you need space from your partner? Like, going into another room is not hitting for me. Going on a drive and going to your girl's house, not hitting for me, because me, I'll be mad for a minute. If I'm mad at you, we get into it, me and my boo, I don't want to come back home to you. I want to go home to my bed. You get what I'm saying? Maybe sleep on it, call you in the morning. Why does it have to be another man? See, that's what man think. Yo, it gotta be another man there. No, you have the key to my house. You think I'm gonna bring another man to my house knowing that my boo has the key? You get what I'm saying? No. And I just feel like if we decide to break up, you get what I'm saying? That's cool. We don't have to worry about moving each other's stuff out, where another person has to go, who gets what. You get what I'm saying? We just go. I separate. I go home. Pack my shit and go. You do the same. Like, how was that? I feel like a lot of people would be more, how can I say this? Like, willing to leave. Like, you don't have to feel like a motherfucker has anything a hold over you, or you gotta be with this person because this person does this, that, and the third for you. Like, no, you're not supposed to depend on nobody but your goddamn self anyway. Like, women, I just feel like a little bit of more, I feel like people might think that's a little bit too independent, but you can't be too independent. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I just had to have a plan. I just had to have a backup plan. Like, a person, my boo or whatever, whoever I'm messing with at the time, I feel like it's not going to get the best of me. And I say that because I've been in love, y'all. Like, I'm just trying to think of ways to protect myself. You get what I'm saying? So the more I think of ways to protect myself from getting hurt, from feeling like love is not it for me, I just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I just protect my heart. You get what I'm saying? So whenever I think of ways of protecting my heart, I try to share with my pimpettes. You get what I'm saying? Try to give a little knowledge to the men too. But men, just some men don't listen to me, but my brothers will. So, you know, because I know what I'm talking about. I've been through a lot, like, to be this age. I've been through a lot. I might not say everything I've been through. I definitely don't put what I've been through on social media, but I talk a lot. I vent a lot. And my show is definitely why I come to share my knowledge with other females that's single and in the dating life like me, that's young and just trying to figure shit out. Because y'all, this fucking love shit, I fucking wish love came with like a manual, or how to love came with a manual. Like, what the fuck? Like, you get what I'm saying? So it's just to protect us women from feeling like a man has took the best of us. You get what I'm saying? If we come prepared, we ain't never got to get prepared. You feel me knocking? Like, we can be good. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like space is definitely needed in a relationship, for one. I don't want a man to think like I'm dependent on him, or I need him for something, or no shit like that. You get what I'm saying? Even though I feel like some men prey on women like that. Some men look for women that needs them. I don't know why, but some men do. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I would never give a man that satisfaction to have of me. I'm always coming with my own thing. Whether it's a blunt or motherfucking or whatever. Like, I'm coming with my own everything, so I don't need a man for nothing. And that's kind of what fucks men head up when they see a woman who doesn't need them. But I it's like, I don't know. I feel like that's another topic for another time. But what I'm saying is, women, men, we need space. Like, don't be so in a rush to try to move your girlfriend or your significant other in, because you just never know what they bringing in. People, you know, don't, like I said, you don't have the same vibe as when you at by yourself. You get what I'm saying? You have to be able to be, like, live with that person. Can you see yourself living with that person, like, every fucking day, waking up to that person, doing the same thing with that person every day? Can you? If you can, that is what's up. That is the goal. But at the end of the day, your relationship still needs space. You get what I'm saying? You still need to have that, I don't know, that can you let me miss you? Like, if I'm around you all day 24/7, we doing the same thing, getting on my nerves. Like, I know I'm not the only person who feels like this. Like, I don't know. Maybe I try not to get myself attached to people. That's my problem. Like, before some shit could go down, I already been moved around. You get what I'm saying? I would have been already sensed the tension. Like, you know, so I basically what I'm saying, I be trying to get the fuck on before a motherfucker can tell me to get the fuck on. Like I said, I never lived with none of my boos before. I'm just speaking from, oh no, not experience, but I'm just speaking from my heart. I just feel like that is more comfortable to me. Like, yeah, I will come over your house, you can come over my house, you get what I'm saying, whenever. But people, like I said, people wake up with different fucking feelings every day, and I'll be damned if I wake up to you one day and you packing your shit, or I gotta pack my shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't like no shit like that, so I'd rather have my own shit, so I ain't gotta get ready to get the fuck out. Excuse my language, but y'all know kids should be listening anyway. Yeah, y'all, so I just need y'all to let me know how y'all feel about that. Like, do you feel as if you could, you know, live with your significant other without having to need space? Or do you feel like, yeah, Shana, I definitely would have to have my own house. Like, I just want my own space. Like, just keep that on the back. Then I always say this before I end it, y'all. I just want to say this. What if something happened? You get what I'm saying? At least we have something to fall back on. People don't think like that. Like, at least we have this second home for us. Like, anything can fucking happen. Share, like, comment, subscribe. Let me know what the fuck y'all thinking. Let me know if I didn't ruffle a few feathers or not. Peace out.